In a sane political environment, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi would be condemned for her hateful comments last Thursday. She claimed that Republicans like war, which is, she said, why Republicans want the Iraq war to continue. When asked to clarify her remarks, as if they weren't already crystal clear, Pelosi sensed the loathsomeness of her statement and backed off a little bit. She said she meant that Republicans support the war, in sharp contrast to Democrats who like the idea of American defeat. The same day, Democrats passed a measure outlawing waterboarding. And we recently learned that by using this technique for 35 seconds on one senior al-Qaeda terrorist, over a dozen terror attacks were disrupted. The Democrats have sent a message to us, to the world, and to the terrorists. Their message is this: the lives of thousands of American citizens are less important than 35 seconds of physical discomfort for one al-Qaeda terrorist. Americans have been burned alive. They have been obliterated. They have jumped to their deaths from skyscrapers after hijacked planes exploded into their workplaces. Americans have been beheaded. American troops, in the process of defeating these terrorists, have had their limbs blown off, have been killed by unspeakably horrific methods, and their bodies desecrated. But those American lives are not as important to Democrats as the comfort of those who commit these despicable acts. We don't like war, Ms. Pelosi. We love America. We love our freedom and our way of life. We defend it. We like victory over terrorists and over you and your fellow Democrats, who must also like killing babies. How does that...
Rush is coming up at 9 on Hot Talk 560, KSFO.